Matthew chapter 9. And he entered into a ship, and passed over, and came into his own city. And, behold, they brought to him a man sick, a paralytic, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the paralytic, Son, be of good cheer, your sins be forgiven you. And, behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, This man blasphemes. And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, Why think you evil in your hearts? For which is easier, to say, Your sins be forgiven you, or to say, Arise, and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins, then said he to the paralytic, Arise, take up your bed, and go into your house. And he arose, and departed to his house. But when the multitude saw it, they marveled, and glorified God, who had given such power unto men. And as Jesus passed forth from there, he saw a man, named Matthew, sitting at the receipt of custom, and he said unto him, Follow me. And he arose, and followed him. And it came to pass, as Jesus sat to eat in the house, behold, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto his disciples, Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners? But when Jesus heard that, he said unto them, They that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. But go and learn what that means, I will have mercy, and not sacrifice, for I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Then came to him the disciples of John, saying, Why do ye and the Pharisees fast often, but your disciples fast not? And Jesus said unto them, Can the friends of the bridegroom mourn, as long as the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come, when the bridegroom shall be taken from them, and then shall they fast. No man puts a piece of new cloth onto an old garment, for that which is put on to fill it up takes from the garment, and the tear is made worse. Neither do men put new wine into old wineskins, else the wineskins break, and the wine runs out, and the wineskins perish, but they put new wine into new wineskins, and both are preserved. While he spoke these things unto them, behold, there came a certain ruler, and worshipped him, saying, My daughter is even now dead, but come and lay your hand upon her, and she shall live. And Jesus arose, and followed him, and so did his disciples. And, behold, a woman, who was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years, came behind him, and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, If I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned about, and when he saw her, he said, Daughter, be of good comfort, your faith has made you whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. And when Jesus came into the ruler's house, and saw the minstrels and the people making a noise, he said unto them, Depart, for the girl is not dead, but sleeps. And they laughed him to scorn. But when the people were put outside, he went in, and took her by the hand, and the girl arose. And the fame of this went abroad into all the land. And when Jesus departed from there, two blind men followed him, crying, and saying, Son of David, have mercy on us. And when he came into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said unto them, You believe that I am able to do this? They said unto him, Yes, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, According to your faith be it unto you. And their eyes were opened, and Jesus sternly charged them, saying, See that no man knows it. But they, when they were departed, spread abroad his fame in all that country. As they went out, behold, they brought to him a dumb man possessed with a demon. And when the demon was cast out, the dumb man spoke, and the multitudes marveled, saying, It was never so seen in Israel. But the Pharisees said, He casts out demons through the prince of the demons. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted, and were scattered abroad, as sheep having no shepherd. Then said he unto his disciples, The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray you therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest.